On Tuesday, Arpaio and his chief deputy, Jerry Sheridan, admitted they violated the judge's orders in three instances. They offered a list of remedies to make up for it, including personally paying $100,000 to a Latino civil rights organization, compensating people wrongfully detained, and dropping their appeal of the racial profiling suit. Joel Robbins is an attorney who has sued the sheriff in other cases. He said this isn't typical Arpaio behavior.
Because I've never seen him admit responsibility for anything. It's always his underling's fault.
Robbins says by making this admission, Arpaio is trying to avoid two things. The four-day evidentiary hearing the judge set in April, where officers would have to testify about these violations, and the possibility the judge would refer this for criminal contempt charges, which could mean jail time. But Lydia Guzman, a local Latino rights activist, wants Arpaio to have his day in court.
I think that the sheriff is trying to do his darndest to try to cover up something else that he doesn't want the people to know. He doesn't want the judge to know. And I believe that the people and the courts should get to the bottom of this.
All the parties are scheduled to meet with the judge this Friday afternoon. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.